So Thomas Jefferson spent between June 11th and June 28th in 1776, just 17 days, to write perhaps the greatest document ever created in human history. And it was obviously so influential because, Lloyd, up until the Declaration of Independence, leaders were kings and queens. They were people that thought they were given these powers by divine intervention. Mm-hmm. God gave them these powers. And what the Declaration of Independence did was flip it and said, no, we earn our power and then we protect the people.
Yes.
And what I don't know that most people realize, and this is why I think it probably, with all of its forward thinking and ability to morph into other things that would be able to adapt to modern day life, this living document, it also, it gave independence to these 13 colonies, but then they were able to work with other countries in their battle against the British.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if they were just 13 colonies under British control, they would have never been able to reach out to France and ask for help in liberating the people of the United States. It is such an incredible document, and let's talk about it. Dr. Matthew Spaulding is the VP of Washington Operations and the Dean of the Van Andel Graduate School of Government at Hillsdale College and joins us. Doc, good morning. It's good to have you back.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
It's even now, looking back 250 years later, what still surprises you either about the process or just the document in and of itself, the story surrounding it? What still surprises you to this day?
It's hard to say. So much surprises me. I've been teaching this for decades. I've just written a book on it. It is one of the most amazing documents in history, as you said. The fact that it could be put together so quickly, or tell us that how brilliant Jefferson was. He's a wonderful writer. But also keep in mind here that he wasn't inventing this. He was capturing this debate. This debate had been going on for years and been building for at least a decade in pamphlets and writings. So he captured all this. I mean, it was an amazing moment when these colonists were reading, they were thinking, they were arguing, they're deliberating, and so they were becoming a people. And the Declaration of Independence captures that. So that's an amazing thing for us to understand. But then the other thing is, what makes the Declaration so much alive? What gives us that? Well, this is what makes America exceptional, why we are a different country. It wasn't, as you just said, breaking away from, you know, just the king, but it was against the king. It was against that form of rule. It was radical in the sense that it, you know, went to the root of things. No, all men are created equal. And it said this was not merely their opinion. Didn't begin, we hold it. We have a few subjective value statements we'd like to share with you. They said, we hold these truths to be self-evident. I mean, that was something unheard of. This had been building for thousands of years, the Greeks and the Romans, the Christian tradition, the notion that we are equal in the eyes of God, we are equal, have an equal status in humanity that gives us the right to consent to those that rule us. I mean, that transformed the whole world. And Jefferson captured this beautiful document. And at the moment when these Americans were about to be invaded, literally, by the British, Washington's in New York, waiting to be attacked, at that very moment, in a matter of days, in this intense period, Jefferson put this together, and then they passed independence. And then 2 days later, on July 4th, they passed this beautiful document. To realize that, to realize the story, the intensity of it, and then read that document again is just an amazing thing. I'm still amazed by it. All these, after decades of teaching it, it's just a wonderful document and beautifully, beautifully written.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness may be the most famous phrase in the document. Did the founders mean happiness the way we define happiness today?
Well, it depends on we. A lot of people think, pursuit of happiness is whatever makes you feel good, whatever you want to say is happiness.
So subjective, I guess, right?
It is very subjective. Okay. Happiness. Uh-huh. That's not what they thought. So when they used the word happiness, they knew as anybody would have known at the time, and we should know, happiness is the end of man in all Greek and Roman and Christian thinking. Happiness means substantive happiness, human flourishing, fulfillment of man, a man in the highest sense of happiness. So goodness and virtue, but also this is why when, and this we know, right? I mean, the pursuit of happiness, what's the highest part of the pursuit of happiness they talk about quite a bit? That's our religious liberty. Pursuit of happiness means pursuing the highest things, a completion, a fulfillment of man, which includes coming to know the truth about religion, about God, about divine things. So they had a much deeper sense of happiness that I think many of us still have, but we generally have lost, and that's not the way the Declaration is taught. It's usually taught, you know, it's your happiness, and it's usually not taught that it's truth. These are your truth, your values. They were writing in a different world, mm-hmm. and we should be trying to recover that world, and this is an opportunity to do so by going back and rereading it and studying the founders.
I mean, one of the things, and by the way, it is Founding Fathers Friday. We're talking John Adams coming up next. But I will say, it did seem that even at a time when slavery was very much still in the populace, there were abolitionists. There were people that knew that it was inherently wrong to own other people for the benefit of their work, their business. But this is the complicated part of these founding fathers, because many of them still owned slaves. Obviously, Jefferson was one of them.
Yes, right. Yes.
But did they inherently know that it was wrong and that ultimately you would get to a day where people would be liberated, where people would be free, all men would be created equal?
Fabulous question, and you're right on the point. What I find amazing about this document and that period is a lot of them owned slaves, including Jefferson. Jefferson owned many slaves at the time. Many of them did not. There were abolitionists that signed the Declaration. There were abolitionists at the Constitutional Convention. There were some, like George Washington, he had slaves, but he gave freedom to his slaves on his wife's death in his estate. There are several that actually ended up selling slaves because of what they came to know from the Declaration of Independence. They all knew, including Jefferson, that slavery was wrong. It violated the principle of human equality. Even the Southerners who wanted to keep their slaves knew ultimately that was the problem. So they knew they'd put in the Declaration essentially the seed, if you will, the piece of dynamite that would blow all this up. Its days were numbered. What they didn't know and what happened later was, for instance, the invention of the cotton gin changed the whole economics of slavery. That comes later. The founding, they wanted to build a country, to start a country, to begin a country. And to begin the country, they couldn't get rid of it immediately. There wouldn't be agreement. There wasn't unanimity. They would be divided. The British would probably then be able to defeat them by splitting them up. So instead, what they did is they unified. But they included the principle that all men are created equal. And that's what's revolutionary. That's the electricity of it, the power of it. That's what Martin Luther King went back to. That's what Frederick Douglass went back to. That's what Abraham Lincoln went back to. The principle is stated in 1776, and then it plays out. And yes, we fought a civil war to free the slaves.
Sure.
That's the great story here is not that America had slavery. It did. That's barbaric. The great story is that America overcame slavery and fought to defend the principles of the Declaration and to live up to them.
Dr. Matthew Spaulding at Hillsdale College, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much. And we'll talk again very soon.
Great. And happy 4th of July to everyone.
Yeah, you as well. We'll take a break. Founding Fathers Friday. Next, we're talking President John Adams. It's JR Morning.